It's Beer for Breakfast on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, brought to you by Speedy Mart Las Vegas.
Well, all right then, friends.
Yeah.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. We have made it through another week.
Thank goodness.
Woo! And we're going to drink with friends on this beautiful Friday.
Woo! I mean, I don't know if it's actually beautiful. The blinds are shut, so
trying to improve the lighting in the studio. Yeah.
Every Friday just feels beautiful if you have the weekend off, which we do. The often imitated, never duplicated, 13 years running original Beer for Breakfast. Woo! Is about to get underway.
I don't know if you can tell, but Mahoney has already had a couple of drinks this morning. He's feeling good, rolling into a birthday weekend for him, and it's a big birthday at that. So, you know, we all started a little early, Mahoney and Audrey specifically. So,
that sounded like it was a little judgy, don't you think, Mahoney?
No, not judgy. Not
Dave,
judgy.
We had people in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. They went buck wild with one of the biggest hype trains that we've ever seen, so I just downed a beer.
You know what? You're a man of the people.
That's right.
And now you're going to review this beer for the people. What are we drinking today?
Today, Dave, I am reviewing the Stone Imperial Star Effer Hazy IPA. It has 9% alcohol by volume and a lot. Ooh. So it's a high ABV, so it's an Imperial IPA, and a lot of IBUs. We're talking 75 IBUs being served today from a 22-ounce classic brown bomber with the Stone artwork on there, the classic gargoyle, and there's some space themed in there as well. Stone has done such a good job with their labeling over the years, and this is just another one, another case of that, of just a beautifully produced beer, simple yet elegant.
One of my favorite things about Stone is that, you know, they were one of the first craft breweries to really take hold and explode. And they didn't end up being the pioneers where, like, other people came along, took all their good ideas, and then blew them out of the water. They have not only kept up, they've really set the pace for a lot of the other craft beer makers out there. And they've always remained, at least in my experience, really cool, humble, down-to-earth guys.
Greg over there is one of the best dudes running, in the hot top of a food chain at a brewery. You know, they've been great to us over the years. And Stone has been, for me, it was my white whale when I was living in Missouri. You track it back 17 years ago. All I ever wanted was an Arrogant Bastard. We didn't have it in St. Louis. The first time I tasted an Arrogant Bastard was after a trip from St. Louis to Las Vegas over 2 days and had hypothermia and pneumonia. And I ended up in a grocery store and they had it. And I just remember there's a moment where I drank Arrogant Bastard for the very first time. It's a moment I'll probably remember.
It was
that
your
longer.
White whale. You always wanted that Moby Dick in your mouth. And then you finally got it.
I got it. Yeah. And I will probably remember that day more than the birth of my child. So it was a very momentous moment. But today we are drinking another fine selection from Stone. This one comes to us at $8.99, priced around $8.99 per bomber. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, mouthfeel, and drinkability.
Hey.
Let's start with the very first category, which is the look.
She looks thick.
Yeah, she looks thick. She looks hazy, intentionally, it's a hazy IPA, but it's got like an orange look to it. You know, it's got like a
dark orange, yes.
Yeah, like a burnt orange.
Uh-huh. Dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. A burnt sienna. Mm. I don't know if that's actually.
Yeah, but burnt sienna is a thing.
Is a thing. For me, the Stone Imperial Star Effer Hazy IPA pours a cloudy, dark golden copper with, like a gold and a copper. Like if they were banging it out and we were watching from the closet with two fingers of cloud-like head that left a lot of sticky lacing down the side of my glass. Moving on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's take a big whiff of the Star Effer Hazy IPA from Stone. For me, you get that those normal scents of that you would get from a hazy IPA. You get those. It's bright. It's hoppy. You get that citrus, but there is pine that also helps dominate that. Light hints of alcohol, not big, you know.
Not a big nose at all.
We're almost talking like double digits, but like the alcohol is almost completely muted in the nose.
See, I get some alcohol in there.
It's there. It's light. Yeah. It's light, but it's not like overwhelming. I think you get more of that piney and you get more of that citrus that are coming to the forefront. Let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast today, which is the taste. Cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Cheers. And happy birthday, Mahoney.
Thank you.
It's a big one.
That's a good beer. That's a good beer. I just say, yeah.
There's a lot of cheersing hit, from you.
Well, yeah. Just
hits right. You're just excitable.
He's cheersing himself. For those of you that aren't watching and listening along, that's him just cheersing himself.
It's my phone.
He actually takes his phone out of his case and cheers himself.
You have the bottle right here that you can just cheers it with. You're going to crack your phone again. You have two phones over there?
Just take a drink. Tell me what you think.
No, I've already taken a drink. We'll start with you, Dave, since you are a big IPA fan. Tell me your thoughts on the... this hazy IPA from Stone.
So you've done a nice job with keeping it at the right temperature. You took it out of the fridge at the right time. So it's nice and cool and refreshing up front, but it has a big hop bite on the backside.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not a fan of the hop bite, you probably aren't going to love this beer because it lingers too. Like it really hangs out and it makes you want to take another drink. And in my personal experience with beers like that make you want to take another drink because it's got that big hop bite, they go down a little too easy and a little too fast. And at 9%, this will, I imagine, catch up with
you. I'll tell you this much. The second beer, because I'm on my second beer, it is much better.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, my initial taste, which I'm curious to see what Audrey thought of her very first impression of the Stone Star Effer Hazy IPA, because you said, oh, wow, after your first drink. What did you think?
I actually am on the opposite side. So whenever I was drinking the first beer, it was easy, it was light, it went down, and I don't know if that was, like, the excitability for me. I was just excited it was your birthday, and we were having fun. And now I'm actually able to taste it. Like, the excitability has gone off of my tongue and the redneck has come out, apparently, because that was just really southern.
Excitability.
But, exactly. The hillbilly just came out of
hillbility.
Me. Hillbility. Yeah. But it, I can taste the hops.
Your inhibitions are gone?
My inhibitions. So they're coming out. Rude.
We love you.
Sorry, I hope so.
Is it good or not?
I think it's fine. Okay. I mean, it's good. I'm just not big on the hops.
She's not a big hop fan. And
it's just the hops.
And Ian, tell me what your thoughts are.
I absolutely love this beer. I'm a sucker for complexity. Yeah. I'm sorry, but this beer definitely gives it to me, bringing out my inhibitions. I might get naked after this.
He's about to put it on the counter in there.
At 9%, it goes down very easy, Mahoney. Mm-hmm. It does have that bitterness with all the hops, but it goes down a little too easy for 9% for me. So, we'll see where I'll be at in about a half hour.
So for me, the taste of the Stone Imperial Star Effer Hazy IPA, I was pretty taken aback on my first drink because it's a hazy. But then, all of a sudden, I remembered it's a hazy from Stone. And Stone is known for their hops and their West Coast IPAs. And all those notes are there, but this is very much a West Coast Imperial IPA overall. It has hints of pineapple and citrus in there. There's a mild grain sweetness in the middle that makes an appearance. But at the end, as you guys all pointed out, it hits really hard with those hops. Big piney finish. The New Zealand, as you pronounce, they're pronounced Rocco, I believe, hops, which this is my first foray into an IPA with those hops, which the New Zealand hops are just kind of, you know, making their way all across the board here in here in the United States. So it's Rocco.
We're not in New Zealand? I feel like
did you just forget that we were in the United States and think that we were in New Zealand?
It does linger for several minutes after each drink. Very much like an old school, and I love it. I love if Stone putting out a hazy, you know, this is it, man. This is how they would do it. This is very much what you would think from a hazy from Stone. The mouthfeel, medium-bodied, refreshing, piney. The overall drinkability, in my opinion, this is a very enjoyable IPA. If you're rolling just thinking this is a pure hazy, super juicy, and it's just going to be like a breakfast beer that is going to be that you have at brunch, I say, and you're not an IPA fan, this is not the beer for you. But in my opinion, if you like those old school West Coast IPAs, this is a fantastic beer. But it's very much an old school Imperial, and at $8.99. For a 22-ounce bomber at 9%. This is another great value beer for Stone. I'd recommend getting this beer while it's fresh and check it out. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave? Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I get the Stone Imperial Star Effer Hazy IPA. 4.1 out of 5.
Oh! Yeah.